Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Taylor Swift, or at least some of her people, have already set up shop in the Three Arena where for the next four nights they'll be selling merchandise. Now, apart from the absolute fortune Taylor Swift will make, one estimate has it that her arrival in Ireland will provide a 150 million euro boost to the Irish economy. But is it possible to put a figure on such a thing? Dr. Emma Howard is an economist at the Technological University in Dublin. Afternoon, Emma.
Afternoon.
So presumably people will be coming up to Dublin and staying in hotels and that kind of stuff. So there'd be some sort of a Taylor Swift effect.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really clear that Taylor Swift herself is an economic powerhouse, and she recently entered in as the first billionaire in the Forbes list of billionaires musician that was there primarily based on her earnings from songwriting and from performances. Mm. So she is an absolute powerhouse. She has earned an estimated $1 billion from her US leg of the Eras Tour. To put that in perspective, it's a huge figure. That's about the size of the economic output of Samoa for this year, for the whole country of Samoa.
Okay, that's disappointing for Samoa. Try harder, so, Samoa. Write a few songs.
So she's absolutely, you know, her earnings potential and her earnings power is huge. But I think the economic impact that she has on the cities and on the countries that she visits has been overhyped somewhat.
Right, okay. Why do you think that?
Well, so if we think about some of those figures, and we've had loads of different figures, so I think the Dublin Chamber of Commerce estimated about 85 million euros boost into Dublin this weekend from tourists visiting. What we really need to think about is how much of that is new spending or new money. And how much of it is money that is either replacing other money that would have been spent had the concerts not been here,
yeah,
or a simple transfer of money from one business to another. So let me give you an example on that. If you think about, say, someone, an Irish person from Cork coming up to Dublin this weekend for the concerts, they'll spend money on maybe restaurants or, you know, go into bars, etc. But the money that they're spending, it's only a boost to the economy if they wouldn't have spent it had they not been going to the concert. Most likely they would have spent it on a night out in Cork instead.
Yes,
so that's
okay.
Money that's simply not impacting on the economy overall. It's just a transfer from, say, a Cork business to a Dublin business.
Okay, yes, the money would have been in circulation
exactly.
Somewhere. Yes.
Now, the tourists, people think, well, if it's tourist money, you know, it's new money because they're coming from outside and they're spending in the capital. But what we can see happen is that tourist spending is crowding out some of the spending that would have happened otherwise. So you take, for example, the people who are going to the GAA quarterfinals this weekend, people going to the Pride March on Saturday. A lot of those people would have stayed in the capital.
Yeah, and there's also Malahide Castle, Fairview Park, Marley Park and Trinity all have gigs on this weekend. So
loads,
the place will be mobbed.
Loads of stuff. So the place will be mobbed. So two things will happen. One is people who are coming for things like the quarterfinals won't stay in Dublin. They'll go to the match and they'll get out as quickly as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
And the second thing is maybe people like you or I who might not be going to any of those events, the last place we're going to go is into the city centre this weekend because it's going to be so busy. So what you're really doing is you're just kind of replacing the money that would have been spent had the concerts not been on with some foreign tourist money instead.
Right.
So it's really hard to actually say what the economic impact is. To know that, we'd need to know what we call the counterfactual, what would have been spent had the concert not been on.
Yeah.
And we can't see that. So it's overestimated how much she's bringing into the economy.
Almost certainly. Plus, also, I would have thought that at least a large component of her audience will be under 18. and will be there with their parents perhaps, and wouldn't they'll be up and down as well. They won't be staying in hotels or anything like
potentially,
that.
Potentially. I mean, we do have, so where there is a big boost this weekend is for the hotels. So, you know, reports are that the average hotel price on Saturday night is €400. That's over twice what Deloitte estimated was the average price of a hotel for all of last year in Dublin. And so, you know, it's a big difference. So the those businesses that can employ surge pricing or dynamic pricing, or, you know, what people might call eye gouging, those businesses where they have like a limited number. So, you know, while you might be able to bring in, say, some food vans to meet the extra demand in the city this weekend for snacks or whatever, you can't bring in extra hotel rooms. So there's a fixed capacity, and those businesses then can employ this surge pricing and just up the prices. So they're not just selling the same product to different people, they're selling at a much higher price because the demand is much higher.
Yeah.
So some benefit to the hotels, but not so much to the rest of the economy.
So probably the main person getting an economic boost from this weekend is Taylor Swift herself.
Taylor Swift is, yeah. I mean, if you look at the spend, you know, a lot of it is, as you say, is on merchandise. A lot of it is on the ticket prices. And of course, that goes back to the US, to where Swift is based. So yeah, huge, huge earnings for her from the tour.
Yeah. I'd love to know how they do that. Actually, do they just hand her a check when it's over? Or
well, that's one of the other interesting things. So there's a huge variation in the estimates of how much she's going to make from this worldwide tour overall. And those range from the Washington Post, I think it was, claiming that she'd earn $4.1 billion for this tour. Now, that's more than the economic output of 42 countries in the world. You know, that's a huge amount of money. But then Bloomberg, on the other end, estimated $450 million. So that's a massive gap. Why the big gap? Because we don't know how much she gets of the ticket prices, for example. So, you know, some people very bullishly say she might get more than 100%. She might get 110% of the ticket revenue, because for promoters, she's a very safe, risk-free bet.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're happy to pay her more than 100% of that revenue. But of course, it could be a lot less than that. They employ dynamic pricing for her tickets in the US. So actually, the ticket prices change. So we don't know how much people have paid for their tickets. We don't know the audiences. We don't know the costs. So it's really actually very difficult to even estimate what she's going to make from the tour.
Right. OK, so if tomorrow on the cash machine, an American called Taylor, who's just here on her holidays, happens to answer the phone, you'll know the answer to that question. And Emma Howard is an economist at Technological University Dublin. Emma, thanks a million for coming in to us today.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
American Log Homes and Cabins is assisting a developer in liquidating several of our kits that have deposits on them for only the balance owed. Most of these will save you more than half of the original cost. An example, our Augusta model, normally $42,450, is being sold for $16,500. Our Biloxi model, normally $36,825, is being sold for $14,500. This includes delivery, excluding California, Oregon, Washington, Arizona, Idaho, Alaska, and Hawaii. But we will pay partial shipping to those states. These kits have not been manufactured, and there's no time limit on delivery. This is a log home kit that includes complete blueprints from foundation details to roof, stack sheets, and a construction manual. Any do-it-yourselfer or builder can erect the logs. Kits do not include any part or roof, windows, or doors. Please call 704-602-3035 for availability. You can also visit our website at www.americanloghomesandcabins.com.